Leilani Othout is about to begin her senior year at the University of Alaska Anchorage. She receives both the Alaska Performance Scholarship and an Alaska Education Grant, about $4,500 altogether each school year. In early July, she and 12,000 other Alaska students were told the state didn't have funds available to pay those scholarships. Othout says in the days after she was notified, she started seeing ads on Facebook from other colleges.
And then I randomly got an email in my inbox for recruiting for the Army. And I didn't think any of it until I got a second email in my spam folder.
The emails, one from the Army, another from the National Guard, touted benefits like tuition assistance and cash bonuses. The Alaska legislature passed a bill on Monday that would restore scholarship funding. It moves now to Governor Mike Dunleavy's desk. With all the uncertainty, Othout says she understands the attention from recruiters.
That's pretty smart that they're targeting students, but I also feel super bad. Like, I don't think this is a good route the state is going down.
26-year-old Joey Sweet is pursuing a Master of Public Administration at UAA. He says he's received military recruitment emails in the past, but typically about one a year. He says he received three of them within 8 days in July, and he doesn't think it's a coincidence.
I mean, I think the emails really speak for themselves. The one Army email straight up said in the subject line something like, "Hey, do you need a backup plan? But let me double check that real quick." Yep. Backup plan, question mark, secondary income, question mark, benefits, question mark. Yeah, it's very obvious.
Sweet says he has a lot of respect for the military and that it's a good option for many students. But he thinks using UA's budget crisis as a recruiting tactic is inappropriate. The Army has seen an increase in interest in the last few weeks from Alaska high school graduates, including UA students. But James Puckett, station commander at the recruiting office in Anchorage, says the Army hasn't changed its outreach.
My team is not messaging any differently than it has been before. We've had email campaigns in the past, and we've targeted the same market. There's not been an increase in our marketing or our specific targeting to these areas.
Puckett says Army recruiters, as always, are letting students know they have options.
Our message is pretty clear, you know, check the Army out and our incentives and educational opportunities.
This week, the legislature passed a bill that would undo many of Dunleavy's line item vetoes to the operating budget, returning most of what he cut from the UA system. But Dunleavy has indicated more vetoes are likely. The UA Board of Regents met Tuesday to discuss the budget and options for restructuring. In Juneau, I'm Zoe Gruskin.